What kind of story do I have? And it's, you know, I thought nothing exciting, nothing major, you know, but it was actually kind of therapeutic as I kind of was looking back. And, you know, I grew up, we went to Sunday school and at Howard with Reverend York's in there. And then we went to Sunday school up at Fairview. But, and as a teen, I remember coming out here to class meeting. Amy would bring me out and Edie and Keith led to class meeting. But I never realized I was missing anything in my life. Well, in 1988, Edie and Keith invited me to get down to Roxbury with them. And, you know, they were almost like my second family. You know, I loved them. I loved the boys. And I still do. And it was on a Sunday morning down there that I was saved at the Berean Center. I had never felt that pull from God before. I didn't know what was going on. I was 14 years old. I didn't know what I was doing. I only knew that that morning I had to go to that altar. And I remember praying and not really sure what I was praying for. And a woman came over to pray with me and she said, you just got to keep praying through until you're sure. But I didn't know what I was sure. what I was looking for. But I kept praying and soon I found myself just crying out for forgiveness. And after that, they said, now you need to go tell somebody. And I, you know, I didn't know what I was supposed to tell, but I went and I remember telling Aunt Edie that I had gotten saved. And I don't remember your reaction, but I remember, you know, still wasn't sure what all had happened and what was going on. But from there, you know, God really moved in my life and through those teenage years, he was with me. And I remember when we came back, I begged Eddie to start bringing me to Sunday school out here every morning. And he would bring me and he would sit out in the car and wait for me. And well, then pretty soon he noticed Susan Ammerman coming into church. And well, next thing I knew, Eddie started coming to church with me and staying. And then eventually Steve and the rest of the family. So eventually, you know, I met Greg, and even though he wasn't saved, you know, I still fell in love with him, and we had dated about a year or so, and he came out to revival service with me one evening, and Cy Lehman was preaching, and he was saved that night, and from then on, you know, we were a team. I knew he was the one. All my life, all I ever wanted out of life was to be a mom. And I'm going to cry, but I loved kids. I always worked with kids. Adam and Seth and Luke, they were my boys too. Looking back, I think it was because I had so many great examples of moms. I had my mom and my grandma and Aunt Edie and Lois Hawk and Cork Nyman and so many people that just were such, you know, great moms that told such great stories and had such great lessons. And all I wanted was to be a mom. Now, you know, when I was young, I had developed diabetes, and my one doctor, he was not a very nice person, and he always told me I would never be able to have kids because of my diabetes. And I looking back now, I know it was a scare thing, you know, trying to scare me into taking better care of myself. But I grew up thinking I'd never be able to have kids. But they were my dream. I used to think I wanted to have 6 or 8 or 10 kids, you know. That would just be the perfect life. And I remember before Greg and I were married, and I told him that I wouldn't marry him because he deserved to have someone that he could have kids with. And he told me he didn't care. We would adopt kids. We would buy kids. We would whatever. So it wasn't long after that we were married, and I had met another doctor, and she had said, there's no reason you can't have kids. You just need to be careful. And so we went on, and pretty soon Jessie came along, and I knew from the beginning she was a gift from God. She was a miracle. From the moment I was pregnant with her, I just knew that she was a gift and a blessing, and she still is. And then a few years later, along came Caleb, and I knew again that what a gift I had had. And, you know, after that pregnancy, the doctor, they had done a C-section, and they had said to me, there's no way you should have ever gotten pregnant and carried that baby, just with the way things were. And I knew there was a plan, that God was in control of it. And, you know, after those two, I wasn't able to have any more. And that was okay. You know, two, at that point, two was more than enough. The dream of six or eight kids was just, whew, that was kind of crazy. But God knew exactly what I needed, and He blessed me with those kids, and He gave me the desire of my heart. And looking back, my favorite Bible verse is Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you a future and a hope. So today, looking back, in the job that I have, I work at a school, I work with special needs kids, I work with a lot of other kids. And God continues to bless me. Instead of, you know, two or even six or eight kids, I have dozens of kids. I have kids that some call me Mrs. Kane and some call me Mama Kane. And it warms my heart every day when I go into work. It's, you know, it's not a job to me. It's just, it's a blessing to have all those kids. And way back before I even knew, I knew that God had a plan for me. And He did. And His plan was so much better than mine. So I said, you know, it was kind of therapeutic, and now it made me realize why I don't like doctors, you know, anymore. That doctor I had way back then, and if I, you know, continued to trust in Christ, He was the doctor that I needed.